Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Show. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, joined always with my co-host, the beautiful, talented, just Donna again.
I knew you were going to do that.
Jeez, I'm so predictable.
You know what? I have a whole throng, is that a word?
Throng.
Following of 65 to 70-year-old
men. You do.
You think I'm cute.
Your attractiveness to the 75-year-old age group is pretty amazing.
One of them made me jewelry, by the way.
You would have made your mother proud. Anyway, this is a men's health show. I'm a men's health expert, board-certified urologist. This show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialist, the practice that I started in 2007.
Ooh, you're old.
I'm an old man.
15 years ago.
If you happen to be in the area that we live in here in Austin, or anywhere else really in the world, and you want to get a second opinion on your disease process or just some advice on what's going on with you urologically, we are happy to take it from you. Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
You can reach out to Dr. Sunny Second Opinion Mystery at 512-238-0762. You can call that number anytime during the week. Our website, what were you going
to
say?
It's like that joke, you know, where that guy goes to the doctor and he goes, sir, you have cancer. And the guy goes, well, I want a second opinion. The doctor goes, you're ugly too.
Stop. Oh, good Lord. Our website for these terrible jokes are armormenshealth.com. You can check out our locations. We're in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and that very cute Dripping Springs, Texas.
Ooh, they love dripping. Today we have a guest, Donna.
We do?
Yes, we sure do.
Stop it.
There is the one excellent thing about this guest is one thing.
What? That he's cute?
That is not true. Do you know where he went to medical school?
Baylor.
Baylor College of Medicine. Which, even though he's a radiologist, kind of almost makes up for the fact that he went to Baylor. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
What? The other way around. Going to Baylor makes up for the fact that he's a radiologist.
It's always a radiologist joke. Or an anesthesiologist joke.
Or anesthesiologist.
Or an OB-GYN joke.
It's like that joke, a radiologist, a pathologist, and a dermatologist walk into a bar on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's 3 o'clock on a Friday. And I'm off.
There's definitely no urologist at that little hangout.
Dr. Trubeck, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure to be
here. He's exhausted already.
Dr. Simon Trubeck. Now, you are a radiologist at Austin Radiologic Associate. Was that their name? What's their name?
Yeah. Austin Radiological Association. And we've shortened it for, you know, people like you.
Or
we sometimes call ourselves ARA Diagnostic.
ARA Diagnostic.
Yeah.
You went to medical school. And then you did a residency, you did 1 year of internship, and that's where you and I hung out
together. Yep.
And then you did 4 year residency, and then after that you went in a different order, right? You went and did your nuclear medicine residency first.
That's right. I'm surprised you remember because it's been
20 years.
Yeah, yes. I think it's been longer than that.
Yes.
So no, I started off in surgery and I did that for a year and a half, and then I did nuclear medicine for a year and a half, and then radiology for 4 years, so I'm really smart.
y'all have the same sense of humor.
He washed out of surgery, and all of a sudden he's saying he's smart. Anyway, he gets the Fridays off, and I'm working every day and working on Saturdays.
He's the smart one. Yeah, he is the smart one.
Tell me, what is a nuclear medicine radiologist? What does that mean? What kind of tests do you do, and what kind of education do you have? Explain that to me.
As a radiologist, we do a variety of imaging, CT, x-rays, ultrasound, MRI, and that's what a general radiologist does. And then I'm subspecialized in nuclear medicine, which is kind of the reverse of radiology. We actually inject radiopharmaceutical or radioactive substances into patients, and those are taken up by certain organ systems that we want to study, and we actually study the function of the system that we're interested in, so we can study how the liver works, or we can study how the kidneys work, like when you're, you know, trying to evaluate UPJ obstruction or renal function. We could do the same thing for the brain, for the lungs, et cetera, et cetera.
So the stuff he's injecting, though, what is that? Does it flush out? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, well, there's two things. It just decays by itself. That's the nature of the product of the radiopharmaceutical, depending on what we're trying to study. There's a variety of them. And then they also flush out. Typically, they just get excreted through urine or bowel activity, or you exhale them. Sometimes we give a radioactive gas to evaluate how the lungs work.
Is there a set price to get gamma radiation? Because I would like to Hulk it out.
Nobody knows what that means.
Nobody knows.
I don't even know what you said.
The Incredible Hulk.
That's Bruce Bixby,
right?
He got gamma.
Is it
Banner?
Bill Bixby. I don't know.
All right, we're not going to talk about Marvel stuff today. So when it comes to prostate, so we use nuclear medicine
superpower.
Imaging quite a bit when it comes to assessing kidney function and things of that nature. But recently, we've started getting better ability to diagnose prostate cancer that has left the prostate. And I'd love to talk a little bit about PSMA, prostate-specific
membrane antigen.
Now, I've been hearing about PSMA for many, many, many years, and most of our listeners know about PSA, which is prostate-specific antigen. So we know that the prostate makes PSA, but then going another level, now we know that on the surface of the prostate cancer cells, or prostate cells in general, there's something that we can detect called PSMA. And why don't you just tell us what has happened recently just in terms of imaging? What has been approved and what are we doing now that we weren't doing 3 years ago?
So there's been recent approval for a PSMA imaging agent. And this agent, like you were saying, targets prostate cells. So we attach a certain type of radiopharmaceutical to that. And then we inject this agent into the patient. It's a painless injection, just like an IV injection of any sort, and it goes to the prostate cells, and we put the patient in a PET CT machine, and after a couple of minutes we can see if the patient has a recurrence and exactly where it is. And this agent is actually superimposed on a CAT scan image, like a CT image, so we can actually measure the intensity of uptake, which correlates with the disease process itself, and be able to measure the size of the lymph node or the bone lesion, or we can actually see it in the prostate gland itself.
It's an amazing evolution. And for those listeners out there that have some experience with cancer, you may have heard of a PET scan, because a lot of patients think that the PET scan is the way to identify cancer that's spread, as if the PET scan was one thing, when in fact it's a different thing for the disease process. And some cancers are easier to detect with PET scans than others. And so the ability to do this with the PSMA label is something revolutionary for prostate cancer, right?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you bring this up, because a PET scan is just a machine. What we study in the machine is up to us. So certain cancers, like, for instance, renal cancer that you deal with on a regular basis, the standard PET scan is really the FDG PET scan. And that is a radio-labeled sugar that we inject. And renal cancers, they eat a lot of sugar. So we can see it. We can see their metabolic activity. Unlike prostate cancer doesn't consume a lot of sugar. It's a very indolent, slow-growing tumor.
It's not metabolically active. So a standard PET scan isn't going to see it. So if you come see me as a patient and you saw me for the last 20 years and I didn't order a PET scan, that doesn't mean I don't love you or don't care about you. It's that the PET scan wasn't the right way to test whether it's gone anywhere. And because we are looking for prostate cells, of course the prostate's going to light up on your scan. But if you see any prostate cells anywhere else in the body, you know that's not supposed to be there, right?
Correct.
So if you see it in the bone or anything. So recently it was approved. We've been able to get a lot of PET scans, these PSMA scans approved by Medicare.
Correct.
And some commercial insurances. And I actually have gotten very little pushback now. So it's changed my way of evaluating somebody that's high risk. If somebody has a high PSA and we find cancer now, instead of doing a bone scan and a CAT scan like I used to, now I'm doing a lot more just PSMA scans.
Correct.
To tell me if the cancer's gone somewhere.
That's correct.
How long does the test take?
The imaging test is, you're in and out in about an hour. You come in, you get the infusion, the injection of the PSMA imaging agent, and then you, if you've ever had a CT or an MRI, it's very similar. You just put it in a machine, it looks very similar, and you're done, and you go home.
Would you say that the ability of this test to identify metastatic disease for like lymph nodes or bone disease is better than a standard CT scan and bone scan?
Oh, no question. It's superior to it.
Because you can see very small areas of uptake, right? About how small of a metastasis do you think this PSMA scan will pick up?
So we routinely see lymph nodes, 4-millimeter lymph nodes.
And CAT scan, it's got to be almost 2 centimeters before you see them.
Correct. And by criteria, it has to call it positive, you have to see a change by 5 millimeters. From prior imaging.
So you have to have 2 CT scans
correct.
Just to call something positive.
That's correct.
But with a PSMA scan, if the lymph node lights up, you know that it's abnormal. It's a revolution in identifying cancer. We're going to talk about how we're using this technology mm-hmm. at the next level to not just be able to see that you have cancer spread, but we're going to use this technology to actually cure cancer.
Absolutely.
So Dr. Trubeck, thank you so much for joining us today. Donna, we're going to be back to talk about therapeutics mm-hmm. and PSMA scans in just a second. Why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us and send us an email?
That's right. If you have questions for Dr. Trubeck about this discussion or any other discussion we have for Dr. Mystery, you can email us at armormenshealth.com. You can submit a question there and we will answer it anonymously. And again, we're in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, if you're listening to us from the other side of the world. Our website, again, armormenshealth.com. Our phone number, 512-238-0762. And we forgot to mention the podcast today. Listen to our podcast. It's magical, and you might get a free T-shirt if you reach out to me, because I have like 5,000 of them.
And it's what allows me to be Dr. Worldwide. I got to change things up, because our podcast requirements and our radio requirements are a little different.
Yeah, because people in China were like, wow, in America, their hour
only lasts
15
minutes long. You think they were insulting us in China?
Yes, and Russia.
It's probably because they know you're half Thai.
That's right. They're like, we don't like those Thai people.
I wish we were getting hacked by the Russians, because we never get hacked. We're not important enough. We are one of the most listened podcasts, or most famous ones on the internet, right? We won awards, didn't we?
We won a few awards. Best prostate cancer podcast, best men's health. Well, you know, we're second best, but I keep saying best. And then best men's health, and then best sexual health podcast.
You know what I haven't reminded our listeners in some time?
We are
the second largest urology group in town, which means that we have to work just a little bit harder.
We're cuter on the weekends. So keep saying that. We'll push our boobs up a little higher on Fridays.
I don't think my boobs are going to get any higher. Anyway, we're joined again with our guest, a long-term friend of mine, someone that I did internship with back in the good old days when we were young men in Houston at Baylor College of Medicine.
And not gray in the beards.
And not gray everywhere. Did I tell you the other day that I walked into a patient room and he said, I'm always so relieved when I'm with an older doctor. I took a double take and looked behind me for somebody else.
Right? I saw your ego go.
Son of a gun. Mm-hmm. I still think of myself as a young buck on the stage. And one of the reasons that I think of myself as so young is because of the cutting edge therapies that we do. Dr. Mm-hmm. Trubeck, thank you so much for joining us again.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
So in the last segment, we talked about a relatively new introduction of an agent called PSMA scan to help identify cancer that's gone outside of the prostate. And this helps us identify lesions that are much smaller than you would with the traditional CAT scan and bone scan. And when you get on these people early, you can really do something. If you know that their T12 is where the one tumor they have is, this is called mm-hmm. small metastatic or oligometastatic disease, mm-hmm. and we can do radiation right to it. The earlier, the better, right?
Earlier intervention is very impactful. The patient's survival and quality of life.
So getting on them early is really important. And now we can identify tumors that are outside the prostate that are much smaller. Now, wouldn't it be awesome if you could take this same PSMA and attach a little ray gun to it and then put it into the body and the ray gun could kill the cancer?
Pew, pew, pew.
He is a genius.
Is that the noise?
It's a little ray gun, right?
Yes, and that's a great analogy.
Am I the first one to think of this?
I think the second.
After Dr. Trubeck. Yeah,
so why don't you tell us, that's all in joking. This is fascinating, cutting edge stuff. It's exactly what we thought we should be at, which is that you can tell the tumor, you can tell the little ray gun mm-hmm. where to go and how exactly. to kill just the cancer, which is amazing because regular radiation therapy and chemotherapy hurts everything.
That's right.
But to have targeted therapy now is like, very cutting edge. Why don't you tell us about PSMA ligand therapy?
Just like we talked about earlier, if you have a positive PSMA scan, then we know we can treat the disease. So what we say in our business is that if you can see it, you can treat it. Once you've identified the small cells of metastatic disease, you come back and you get an injection of the same PSMA agent, but we switch out the ray gun from one that shoots light out that we can take pictures of.
Yes.
To one that actually kills and destroys the cells. And it's cellular targeted therapy, just like you were saying. The cells get destroyed on a cellular level. You don't destroy everything. You don't lose hair. You don't have bowel problems. All the complications.
You're not going to feel tired of, hormones or whatever else you're on.
Correct. You don't have to have systemic chemotherapy, which is, toxic. So this is really innovative therapy for patients with, biochemical recurrent prostate carcinoma. And the beauty of the imaging and the therapy is, like you were saying, you can identify the disease much earlier on. So you can intervene earlier on so you can have, significant results and just a much better quality of life.
You know, when people talk about prostate cancer and I diagnose somebody, almost 9 times out of 10, the patient comes in convinced that this prostate cancer is going to be slow growing and not a problem. And they're right. But in a small group of patients, about 10% of patients, we're finding them at the metastatic level when we first diagnose them. Their PSAs are very high. And then the prospect of having to do all of this crazy therapy, the systemic chemotherapy and getting sick and like losing your hair, like you said, and getting ill. The idea that for some of these patients, we could offer them a therapy that sounds almost too good to be true, right? It is a therapy that will not make their whole body sick and will be targeted against prostate. And this is cutting edge, brand new stuff, right? We have it right here in Austin.
Absolutely. We've done 3 patients already. We're the first center in Central Texas to be doing these therapies. We've been recognized as the Center of Excellence by the Society of Nuclear Medicine and Molecular Imaging.
We're getting patients from Johns Hopkins.
That's
here.
Correct. Patients.
To you.
Yes, it's incredible.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, you couldn't even be a surgeon. You had to drop out.
I know, but you know, it's like being the second best.
No way.
You know, you just have to work a little harder.
No way you come on my show and I don't make fun of you for that, buddy.
I just couldn't take it. Couldn't take the pressure.
Couldn't take the pressure. So you're getting patients from Johns Hopkins. We've done more cases here than MD Anderson already.
Correct.
Because we're the first here in Austin, and I say we, I mean you and the amazing team that you have there at ARA, you know, you're going to have a greater experience with this than almost anyone. You know, if you're a patient out there and you've been diagnosed with metastatic prostate cancer, what should they be? So it's not just metastatic prostate cancer. Let's just say that if you were diagnosed with prostate cancer and you were treated and now your PSA is rising again, this is the first step, right?
Correct. And that's what you guys call biochemical recurrence. You've had the prostatectomy or radiation therapy and then your PSA levels are slowly climbing and you know that it's somewhere, but we just can't find it with a bone scan or a regular CAT scan. This is where this imaging agent is really instrumental in identifying early recurrence. And the earlier you intervene, the better the outcome is going to be.
So for a lot of those patients out there that have already, maybe you were diagnosed with a PSA recurrence, maybe say 5 years ago before PSMA was out there. If you're out there listening, talk to your urologist and make sure that you get this PSMA scan done. It's paid for by Medicare. A lot of commercial insurers are paying for it. That way you'll know. Because if they think that your lymph nodes were positive, but really there's a small lesion in your spine or in your femur, then you'd like to know that.
Absolutely. And like you were saying, that's oligometastatic disease. You can treat it with focused therapy and have a tremendous result and not have, progression of disease potentially.
And it's available inside the office. The drug itself is given through an IV infusion, correct?
Yeah. So let me tell you about our therapy center. We have 3 rooms. They're specially designed rooms for the administration of this radiopharmaceutical. We actually treat other tumors, like they're called neuroendocrine tumors. Similar deal. Patients come in, they have Wi-Fi, television, they have their own medic. They get the infusion and they're monitored. The infusion is about 30 minutes and then they're monitored for about an hour afterwards. And then you go home with some instructions and you go back to your urologist for monitoring and you come and see us every 6 weeks for the duration of the therapy course.
Now it takes about 30 weeks to get fully treated and then you get imaged afterwards. Metastatic disease for prostate cancer can cause leg swelling and bone pain. It can cause lots of urinary and other kinds of discomfort depending on where the tumor goes. Mm-hmm. And we would expect those symptoms to improve, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the initial indication for the use of this therapy agent is actually to improve the quality of life and to extend survival. But this was initially studied for really sick patients with advanced disease. We're expecting the indications to be changed in short order because the results are really good. And I think, there's a lot of good change to come. So it's something that you definitely need to talk to your urologist about.
What I've learned about medicine is that when you don't have a next step, a lot of times doctors delay the next to last step. So what I mean by that is I know patients that have had their prostate removed and then their PSA started going up, but we didn't think we had that many good options. So we just let it go up for a while.
Right.
And then you put them on hormone therapy and then they fail hormone therapy and you just let it rise for a while. Well, he's not symptomatic. Nothing's going on. I don't want to put him on chemo yet. And so that's why all these people were so sick at the end.
Correct.
But now that we have this next level, now I feel like more patients and more doctors are going to be willing to go through the algorithm quicker because we know that the smaller the disease, the more likely we are to help it and to kill it. And so people will go more rapidly through the process so that they are able to be qualified for this PSMA ligand therapy.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is going to be really impactful. I mean, there's almost 250,000 new diagnoses of prostate carcinoma every year. And 34,000 patients die every year for prostate carcinoma. So,
oh my gosh.
I mean, this is going to be this is going to be a game changer for all those people that are suffering. It's really significant.
We just have to get them to the doctor.
Right. This is amazing. So if people have a urologist that's not as knowledgeable about this, do you want them to come see me or come see you directly?
No, you go see their urologist, and the urologist understands the patient. They put the jigsaw puzzle together. They get the PSMA, they get the PSA blood work. They mm-hmm. get the appropriate imaging. They understand the patient. They understand the surgical and radiation intervention or chemotherapeutic interventions that have been done prior to that. And then they decide what's appropriate for the patient. And then you send them to, you know, a center of excellence like ours.
So if they wanted to reach out to you and learn more, how do they contact you?
You can look up ARA Diagnostic, or you can call 512-519-3456 extension 2351, or email us at theranostics@osrad.com. And Theranostics is a portmanteau, kind of like Brangelina.
Okay.
It's therapy and diagnostics.
Theranostics. And that'll be on our show notes. Mm-hmm. It'll be, and then of course, if you want to just email us, we'll give you that information too.
That's right.
Dr. Trubeck, thank you so much for joining us today. This is fascinating information. Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
You can reach out to us at armormenshealth.com and call us at 512-238-0762. I'll send you this information if you ask for it. Ask for Donna.
The Armor Men's Health Show will be right back. To submit a question for Dr. Mystery, visit armormenshealth.com.